today on Real Radio.
God is going to receive glory and honor when the nations represented in their ethnicities appear before him in worship. That is awesome. The world needs to hear that today. We stop goofing around with racism. It's demonic.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's special edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack in a message called Heaven, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible speaks about eternity. There's the eternity of heaven that brings joy, peace, glory, love, and light. But when we deny God to pursue our own passions, there's the eternal reward of the flesh. The Bible is clear that to die in that condition is certain ruin. We all need to consider where we will spend eternity. Today in part two of this end of the year message, Pastor Jack tells us that in heaven, we will still be productive. We're not going to be sitting on clouds. Every nationality will be celebrating their deliverance and worshiping the Lord. We'll have perfect sight, perfect hearing, and perfect brain function. Wouldn't that be great? Gloriously busy with travel for the adventurer and crafting for the artist. And your loved ones who follow Christ, they'll be welcoming you home. And now in his message called Heaven, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
God made you, and he gave you a task, and he's asking you to fulfill that task that he gave you. Here's what you're going to be judged on, or what I'm going to be judged on. God's going to say, were you faithful with what I gave you to do? But I wanted to do what he wanted to do. God's going to say, I don't care what he did. I'm asking you. I gave you 5 opportunities, or 10, or 50. Did you use them for my glory? Stop looking at other people. You need to ask yourself, what did God call me to do? I'm a believer. What has he called me to do? And listen, if you claim to be a believer and you don't know what you're supposed to do, may you not sleep until you find that out. Amen. I'm dead serious. You need to know, because you don't even know yet why you were saved or even created. Once you find that out, boy, are you going to be pumped up. You're going to find the reason why you're alive. And God will say to you, be faithful in that thing, and I'll see to it in the life to come. You'll be faithful in other things. Isn't that interesting? Will we be twiddling our thumbs in heaven? No. Somehow, in an awesome way, we're going to be busy. I don't get it. We will be serving the Lord. He says, listen, he says that there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. What does that mean? Do we get to see it? I'm going to ask you that question. Do you, if he creates a new heaven and a new earth, and we're in heaven, and we see Adam and Noah and George Washington, What about this world? Will we get to see it? Now I'm speculating. Here I go. But I want to get you excited. If this offends you, then don't remember it. Can I walk, ride a bike, take a car, fly to some destination? Can I walk to San Diego today if I want to? Of course I can. Can I go to the mountains if I want to today? Can I go to the beach today if I want to? Why would I be able to travel to see God's creation here and now and not be able to do it then in the world that's perfect? That's right. Have you ever thought about that? What did you think we were going to do? Sit in a basket and like look out? Well, this is awesome. This is heaven. This is perfect. Wow. Have you ever thought of it? The Bible says, for example, coming out of the throne of God is the river of life. And when you think about the river of life, it says that along the riverbanks, there are trees, and the trees bear fruit, each in their own season, and their leaves are plucked off and used for the healing of the nations. Nations? You mean like Russia and America and Canada? No, it means ethnos, the healing of the ethnicities. What? Wait a minute. Isn't everybody in heaven going to be black? Isn't everybody in heaven going to be white? Isn't everybody in heaven going to be Hispanic? Have you ever thought about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the doctrine of resurrection. Hey, if I'm Portuguese, I will be a resurrected Portuguese, so to speak. Okay, we'll sail you around because we're great sailors, but then there's no sea there, so I guess I won't have anything to do there. I'm kidding. Have you ever thought about this? You say, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know if I like it. Oh, you should love this. The Bible says that around the throne of God are the 24 elders, and they worship the Lord day and night. And every time they fall down, before, every time the angels say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, the 24 elders, they fall down and cast their crowns before the throne of God and praise him. And the Bible says that at that time, a multitude that no one could number from every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation of the world shout and sing a song of redemption to God, for he has redeemed us from every place on earth and has made us kings and priests in his kingdom. What does that mean, kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation? That means all the nations' ethnicities, the world's ethnicities, are going to be represented before God in eternity. There won't be a racial group over there, and they don't talk to those guys in heaven, and there's the white guys over there, they don't talk to those guys, the black guys won't talk to those guys. That wouldn't be heaven. We are going to be celebrating the fact that from every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation of the world, by the name of Jesus Christ, he's delivered us. The preaching of the gospel is designed to go around the world. Why? In some way, in some fashion, God is going to receive glory and honor when the nations represented in their ethnicities appear before him in worship. That is awesome. The world needs to hear that today. We stop goofing around with racism. It's demonic. All nations will be represented before God for those who believe coming out of those nations. That's a remarkable truth. That's a powerful thing. So we'll be there. I believe that we're going to be able to experience God's creation. I mentioned travel a moment ago. I'm dead serious. Inside of every one of us, and it's cute how it's all different with some of us. All of us have the desire to explore. Each of you can define it. For some of you, it's just going down to the end of the street. And that's great. We need people to go down to the end of the street. For some of you, you want to explore the whole state. And you live in a great state to explore, the most beautiful state on the planet. And it's massive. Tallest trees in the world are here. Biggest trees in the world are here. Did you know that in California? The oldest trees, tallest, oldest, biggest trees in the world, here. Deserts, mountains, snow, skiing, water, sea. It's amazing. And you want to explore that. And you have a passion in you. What about those who go across the nation? What about those who go around the world? What about the Amelia Earharts of our world who have a passion? Where did Magellan get the passion? Balboa, Cortez, are you with me? Where do these guys get this from? I believe that this is a carryover, a residual from Adam and Eve. I believe that Adam and Eve had a desire to explore the world that God had given them. Did you ever think about that? You think they just hung out in the garden, just stood there? Can you imagine? He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Your friends, listen, those who we have recently celebrated into the presence of the Lord, they're with him right now. Now their bodies, this is pre-resurrection for us now. Their bodies are in the ground. Do you understand that? Or maybe they were cremated and they're at sea. Or wherever, it doesn't matter. God knows where every part of them is. Did you know that? Molecularly, it's not a problem then. See, well, you know, what about this? What about that? Doesn't matter, he's got it. According to God's word, for you to enter heaven, he's got to resurrect your body. My mom, let's pick on my dear mom. My mom was just, I miss her because she was just so fun, because I just loved listening to her talk. I didn't love listening to her talk when I was young, but she spoke, my mom barely, she spoke thick pidgin English. That's all she could speak. She was so hard to understand. And everything, all the words were different. They're pidgin. It's called pidgin English, if you don't know what that is. And so it was comical to listen to her talk. And then you have to watch her mouth trying to figure out. But she's so little. She was maybe 5 feet tall. And she was absolute Portuguese through and through. And to think for a moment, to think of my mom resurrected, it just blows my mind. But my mom's in heaven right now. She's with him. If you've said goodbye to someone recently, they're in heaven. If they were Christians, if they were Christ followers, Christ took them to heaven. You may have had the funeral, but you only put their body in the ground. You understand that? That's all it was. Stop fixating on the body. Well, I got to go work out. Well, go ahead. Just understand, you're dying. I'm going to go run 10 miles. Go ahead. What are you going to do if you get hit by a truck? You going to go to heaven? I'll look great. Are you going to heaven? Listen, your body is going to go into the earth until the resurrection comes. If you're a believer or not, your body goes into the ground. You, who animate this body, go up. Amen. If you're a believer. And right now in heaven, think about it. There are those there. The Bible tells us in the second coming of Christ, when he returns to Jerusalem, the Bible says he must establish his throne upon the throne of David in Jerusalem. And he must do that for 1,000 years. It's called the millennium. The Bible says when he comes back to earth, he's bringing us with him. Amen. You ever think of that? You got to go up before you can come down. And you got to go, by the way, to the marriage feast. Everywhere in the Bible, when God invites you to a feast, listen to this. Everywhere in the Bible, when God invites you to a feast, no one can figure out who prepares the meal. It doesn't say. Do you know why? I think God prepares the meal for all of his feasts that he hosts. How does God cook? We know Jesus cooks. He rose from the dead, went to the Galilee, and cooked fish tacos on the side of the beach. He motions to the disciples, come and eat in the morning. Remember that they had fish tacos for breakfast? Jesus did that. How does God cook? Let me ask you something. Did you know in this fallen world you and I live in, about 30% of our taste buds work? Did you know that? How much brain do we use? What's the latest estimate? It's going down, you know. When I was 20 years ago, it was a higher number. Now it's less. We got more technology and we're dumber. It's a fact. No. Is it 10? Let's say 10%. What's the 90% doing right now? No, I'm dead serious. Wait a minute. Did God create a boo-boo? No. See this guy right here? See her over there? They had 100% brain capacity. What did they know? Can you think about it? Oh, wow, I don't know how they figured that out, but they took this plant and they did that thing and then they made this little thing and it smells really good and it makes me feel better. That's what somebody did with 10% of their brain. Can you imagine what they did with 100% of their brain? They didn't need, you know what? Adam didn't need a tablet. He didn't need an iPad. He had it all in there. He was Google. Genius. Perfect. We only use 10%. What's wrong? I believe that in the resurrection, you're going to have 100%. What does that mean? Did you know that you and I can only see a very small band of wavelength or frequency of colors? Did you know that? You thought you could see okay, right? You do know me. I have 20/15 vision. You're almost blind. You can have the greatest vision in the world. Do you know that our eyes are not fully operating to capacity? Why not? Because we're fallen. What will our eyes be like in the resurrection? Listen, the other day, Lisa and I was speaking at a couple of islands in Hawaii at these conferences, and then Lisa came over for 4 days to meet up with me. And one day we were standing there at the beach, and God, all of a sudden, from one end to the other, boom, a rainbow. And it was just like, are you kidding me? It was so vivid. It looked like you could grab it and almost taste it. It was insane. And everybody stops what they're doing. They're like, this is a fallen world. And God, by the way, said, oh, hey, psst, hey, everybody, I'm going to put a rainbow in the sky to remind you I'll never destroy the earth again by water. Next time I'm going to burn it up. I just thought I'd let you know. That's what it says. But the rainbow of my promise, look at you again, eat it. That's only what we could see with our eyes. Did you know if there's certain equipment, you can see all other types of frequency of colors? What about sound? Did you know we can only hear so much? We're very limited, you know? Oh, well, that sounds awesome. You don't even know what awesome is. Heaven is awesome. Sound is perfect. Remarkable. It will be a pleasure to hear, perfect hearing, perfect sight, perfect brain function, fully resurrected, a body that is fit for eternity, that Jesus bought you at the cross, and you will hear and you will see with absolute perfection. I think we're going to put Magellan to shame. I think we're going to be explorers. I don't know what that means. I think I look at all the good that God gave us that's residual carryover. Do you like art? Then what if there's art in eternity? What if you make art? Do you like to do poems, music? Do you like to work with your hands? Why is it that God put it within us that when we work with our hands, we have great satisfaction? What is that? Do you understand that's a divine implant that we get done at the end of the day and we look and we go, yes. And God told Adam, take care of the garden. Do you know idleness? When you're able body and you're not doing something with your hands and your brain, did you know that causes an atrophy in your very person? Did you know that God designed you to be gloriously busy creating things? If man in his fallen state can create cities, would we be able to create an eternity? You ever think about that? And then I have to end. I'm out of time. It's pathetic, but feasting. When we talk about feasting, and I said that God invites you to a feast, and he's always the one that prepares the meals. What about this? Jesus says that there's a table prepared for all those who believe in him, that when you get to heaven, you're going to sit down and you're going to eat. And you're going to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're going to sit down with those here. I'm going to sit down, I said, with Sam Adams. I can't wait to meet Sam Adams. He's a hero of mine. Samuel Adams is an animal. Loved God, graduated from Harvard, tried to preach a message. It was terrible. Turned out to be a revolutionary. I think he's awesome. Samuel Adams, I'm going to see him in heaven. Can't wait. And the word feast means in the Bible, listen, the word feast in the Bible, it's not drive-through. You know how we are? It's not that. We eat. How sad is it? We not only eat while we're driving now. I mean, I'm old enough to remember you had to show up to the table at my house. You had to sit down. That was a great era. If you weren't at dinner, my dad would go find me and drag me by my hair to dinner. You are going to sit and eat. And oh, by the way, those of you who are from my generation, what did we eat when we sat down there and mom put the plate on the... Everything. You got it. Whatever's put in front of you, you eat it. Why? Because dad's like this. In heaven, there's a table. It's reserved for you, the Bible says. There's a place reserved for you. Christ Jesus will take your reservation. And it's reserved for you. And the word feasting is such a great word. It means to talk together with many over food. It's feasting. The food is almost not even the issue. It's an excuse. The feasting's an excuse. We all do it to this day. Hey, come on, let's get together. Yeah, let's go eat. We go to eat not because it's such an experience to eat the food. It could be, but it's mostly not. It's let's sit down and talk, and you're talking. You ever seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding? I see it like that. There's food, there's talking, there's meat, and there's potatoes, and there's this, and whatever's going on, and you're talking, and you're sharing, and you know what? And imagine what heaven's going to be like. How did you find the Lord? I did this, I walked in this thing, and it turns out that I was in Africa. This guy, he led me to Christ. It turns out that he was from England. He heard the Bible broadcast. He listened to the broadcast that came out of Chino Hills way back when, and that's how we're going to be together forever. Think about talking like that. It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. We're going to talk about the glories of God. We're going to discuss, and it's the feasting of the Lord. Can you look, it wouldn't be heaven if you pull up there, sit down. You know, some homes are like this. I'm not interested in them. But you sit down, and it's like, okay, ready? Which spoon do you use? That fork? No, don't that touch the, this one. Which one do we eat for? Forget it. It's a pull-up, sit-down. How are you? Isn't God amazing? I just got done talking to Noah. You got to talk to Noah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, you know what? How did you come to know the Lord? I found him this way. Are you with me? This is what God did in my life. This is what happened. We're going to talk about him forever. Amen. He's going to walk in the room. You're going to see him face to face. And I end with this. Your loved one that's been sent on into glory, they won't come back. They're waiting for you. There's no need for them to come back. To come back to what? We're going to go. Like David said, I can't go see my dead boy that died now. I can't go see my boy. He's with the Lord. I mean, he can't come to see me. He's with the Lord. He cannot come to me. But someday I will go to him. You need to remember that. And then I'll end with this. Imagine this. Whatever Satan means for evil, God turns around and makes it for good. Imagine, for example, all the aborted babies in the world. They're in heaven. Imagine all the miscarried babies. Imagine all the children that died at a young age for whatever reasons. They're in heaven. Is it possible a mother or father has been robbed of watching that child grow up? As scholars speculate, what age will we be in heaven? Nobody knows. Many say of that perfect age, somewhere between 28 to 33 years of age is the prime of man's life, mankind. Maybe. What about babies? Now, there will not be babies forever in heaven, babies. Some scholars believe that what if God, in his infinite mercy and grace, a mother who lost a child by whatever means, what if she gets to heaven as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and she sees and she knows, because the scripture says you will know even as you are known. And you're going to meet that baby that was miscarried or aborted, and you're going to be reunited. Can you imagine? And it's going to be good. It's not going to be some shameful moment, by the way. It's going to be amazing. What if? What if? What if he's the redeemer of life to the extent that it goes beyond anything you've ever pondered? What if heaven is much more beautiful, much more loud, much more colorful, much more populated, much more fulfilling than you've ever imagined? What if every wrong is righted to the point where Abraham said, "Shall not the Lord of all the earth do right?" Heaven. For those who miss it, it will be hell. To those who accept Christ's offer of forgiveness and of eternal life, and the Bible says, there it will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. He is so good. And so to those families who are mourning, remember the mandate you're under. For I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning these things, that if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have died in Christ. Let us not mourn and weep as others who have no hope. For this, the Lord says that he will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall meet them in the air and forever be with them. Amen. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go now to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in his special end-of-the-year message called Heaven. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Radio. Our hope is that your 2020 will be filled with rest and peace that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It has indeed given us great joy sharing our Real Radio program with you. Thanks for welcoming us into your home and into your life. We'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. And if you need to get a hold of us, call us, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.